Hi, this is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority, and I am here in Buena Park at Knott's Berry Farm, and I have approximately 400 Boy Scouts, more than 400 Boy Scouts that are here, and one of them has been really, really, really helpful. Tell me your name and what brings you here.
Garrett Schoonover, and I'm here to get a railroad merit badge.
Okay. And what do you think is important to learn about rail safety, and are you excited about being here today?
Well, it's important to learn about it in case you're running an emergency on a train or you need to know the safety hazards. And yeah, I think it's pretty exciting to be here.
Okay, cool. What are you looking forward to most being here?
Well, one, getting the merit badge, and then two, spending the day at the park with my friends.
Okay. Tell me, who is around the table with you, and where are you guys from?
I have Riley Kohler, Will Cuellar, Liam Campbell, Justin and Dakota Metzger, and Miguel Armenta, and we're all from Troop 1134.
From what city?
Huntington Beach.
Okay. Now, describe to me what you see. You know, what is this? It looks like a packet of information and...
Yeah, it's a packet for us to do our all of our merit badge requirements so that we can be qualified for the merit badge.
Okay, great. So, do you mind reading a few of these questions, and maybe if you already know the answers? I know that we're waiting for a presentation from Rail Safe Sarah, my coworker at OCTA, who's going to share a lot of great helpful information and tips on how to be safe around train tracks. And a lot of the answers that you'll find will be from her presentation. So, but maybe you already know some of the answers to the...
Let's see. Name three types of modern freight trains. There would be passenger, mm-hmm. commuter, and bullet.
Okay, yeah. We don't have high-speed rail trains yet, but we soon will be in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And did you know that the Anaheim to Los Angeles part of high-speed rail is going to be the first part of high-speed rail coming up? So it's really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So who else wants to talk to me? Do you want to...
Hi.
Yeah, tell me your name and where you're from.
Will Cuellar. I'm from Troop 1134.
Okay, and what brings you here today?
To get the railroad merit badge and learn about trains.
Okay, yeah, so learn about trains. Do you like trains?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you guys are here. Well, have fun today. Thank you so much for talking to me, all right? See you guys.
Thank you.
The first page of your workbook, it has the schedule for today, and so we're not starting the first presentation until 9 o'clock. But then we also have a bunch of other stations that you're going to go to. You're going to go to the railroad to ride on the Calico Railroad. You're going to go behind the scenes in the maintenance yard. And you're also going to go to see some historic train cars. And so those will be going on throughout the day, and you can go visit all of those. You can fill out all of the questions, because all of these are your requirements to get your railroading merit badge. And you can fill out the answers to those questions as you go through. And the speakers will all be telling you where you need to write your answers in. So that's what that's for. And I just want to make sure you guys all understood that.
Now tell me your name and your position with this troop and what brings you here today.
My name is Colleen Metzger. I am an assistant scoutmaster for Troop 1134. And we're here because the boys have been really interested in railroading, and it's a different merit badge. It's not one that's offered very often.
So it's a unique one that nobody else will have in the country.
Well, other people will have it in the country, but it's not often offered.
Okay, so it is really a unique merit badge, and it's above and beyond, you know, the other merit badges that are available.
Correct,
okay,
yes.
Great. So what does it mean for you as a parent, as a troop leader, as an assistant leader here in the community to know that we have a rail safety education program and that the Boy Scouts are actively participating in it?
I think it's really important because the boys don't often know the safety things to, like, that they need to stop at railroad crossings, that it is important to stop your car 100% when the guardrails go down. Those things I don't think can be stressed enough. So I think the more we stress that to the boys when they're young, it's going to trickle down to when they're adults and actually driving cars and that sort of thing.
And it's also helpful that they're going to probably share that information with their friends and also their parents and bring it home and share it with their parents and siblings.
Correct. Yeah, I think it's very important.
Okay, well, thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
He's kind of shy.
This is going to be on the computer, you guys, on Twitter. So.